I would like to ask you about this notion, this term that you used, the notion of translation. And why translation instead of transduction or transformation or whatever? Because I think translation somehow takes us straight to language.
The original idea was that, you know, you can never fully transfer from one language to another. If we try to bring, in citation marks, content from one sense to another sense, you can also never do it perfectly well, in the sense of you can communicate the content, but there is all sorts of nuances, which are also aesthetic nuances, which are nuances related to form, nuances related to culture. As this was a project that we were working on, was a project where artists wanted to try to transfer the qualities, the artistic qualities of artworks from one sense to another. And we thought that translation was a term that could itself become part of the research, whether it is a term that could serve this transfer between the senses.
To me, always in art, there was this idea of translating from one to the other. For example, I had in my mind Shcherbak and Kandinsky. Kandinsky was writing these two books, for the spiritual in art, and then the point line, while trying to make art more abstract, without the depiction of reality, he was always saying that these are the colors, and they are connected with this sound, and this color is connected with this sound, this instrument, this timbre, and this emotion, and this is what it means. Of course, this is arbitrary, but to me, this idea of translating content, like what is the color, what's the content of the color, and what is the content of the sound, and then also adding another layer that has to do with deafness, or it has to do with being blind or any other disability, and to try to make it an actual, concretely a content. To me, it makes sense, the translation in this genealogy of what art wanted from the beginning of the previous century.
You were talking not so much about transformations or translations or whatever from sound to image, but basically you were talking about transformations to vibratory and tactile experiences, you know, or aspects of perception.
In our minds, we have vibration and tactility as substitutes of what you can get from sound through your ears. And I think that is one category of listening or of appreciation of sounds. Timbre, a very distinctive quality of sound. So in this regard, you can seek different qualities of vibration, but it's not something directly translatable or transferable.
The reason why we preferred the word translation was exactly with the idea that anyways you can never really translate one-to-one, for example, a literary text, that you might have an excellent translation which has aesthetic qualities and other qualities which are as close as possible to the original, but you can never have, in a way, an imitation or a one-to-one outcome between the audible sound and the vibro-tactile feeling, which is actually why translation was a good word.
Somehow that transformation had to do with a very specific kind of elegance in your case, where with the use of specific technology, there was not only the sound per se that was moved from one medium to the other, from one kind of perception to the other, but also emotional aspects, sensual aspects of our relation with sound and so on.
From the people who have been working for the project, who are themselves hard of hearing, came sometimes the insistence, I would say, that when it comes to understanding what is that moves from the audible to the vibratory. It is not only about something that we might understand as aesthetic in the common use of the aesthetic, but no. It is content, it is information. Mm-hmm. What you, for example, don't get if you cannot fully perceive the audible sound.
Content. Of course, all the other things that you talked about, form and perhaps poetic qualities, aspects of expression and things like that, but basically it's a metaphoric kind of way to give you an idea that what we're doing is translating from one language to another, which is not exactly what perhaps we have in mind.
Actually, while we had discussions, indeed asking, why don't you use transformation?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much about form, why don't you use transformation as a term?
Mm-hmm.
Which could also have been. And then there is another term. You might actually use the word sensory augmentation. It brings you to a very different context of technology that you may or may not want your listener to instantly identify with the work that you do. And that was something that with the other abilities we had not necessarily always that much interest in. Then again, something about using the word sensory translation is also that it doesn't so strongly refer you to a specific context. It doesn't instantly lead you to a certain association, so it creates some space to make new associations.